people have been demanding new units from Fire Emblem 6 for a very long time. I've heard veterans of the series and of Heroes itself say that if the units on the banner were not to their liking, they would just straight up quit playing Heroes. Well, are they going to keep playing Heroes? Let's see how good these new banner units are. A good way to kick this episode off, I think, is by going over the twins. Not twins new to the banner, but the twins Rei and Lu. Rei and Lu are two twins. They're mages from Fire Emblem 6. Rei has been in the game pretty much since launch. And Lu just got entered into this banner. And they are very, very different. If you're a person who's played Fire Emblem 6, you could say that Rei got recruited for almost no money at all. And Lu is just performing really well. Because Rei is absolutely terrible in this game, and Lu is at least competent. Going over Lu's stats, he has a base stat total of 156, that's spread to 37 HP, 35 attack, 36 speed, 17 defense, and 31 resistance. He has super boons in HP and attack, and a super bane in defense. So an attack super boon sounds like something pretty nice. His stats really show you that he's clearly focused on offense between an attack super boon and having just, 36 speed in addition to his native 35 attack. 35-36 spread is not bad. He also has 68 magical bulk, so he's pretty good being on the tank side of mages as well. So really getting a boon, either his speed or his attack or his resistance, could help a lot. HP wouldn't be the worst thing, but his defense is clearly his worst stat. We are finally getting another Serpent Tome. It's been ages since we got female Morgan, rather, with the Blar Serpent. Now we have Grand Serpent, so just the Green Serpent Tome here on Lu. And it says, if foe initiates combat and uses bow, dagger, magic, or staff, grants defense resistance plus 6 during combat. Now, ordinarily, I wouldn't really mind. I think this is it's a cool effect. I approve of it, but Grand Serpent Tomes aren't super exciting, but Lu has actually some pretty good magical defense, so combining that plus 6 resistance with the Mirror Stance 2 that he has in his A slot, which grants attack and resistance plus 4 during the enemy phase, you'll be getting plus 6 defense, plus 10 resistance, and plus 4 attack. So that's all pretty good. Lu also has Rally Up Resistance plus, which is a good 400 SP support skill, and Attack Feint 3, which is if a rally is a skill is used on you or by you, it inflicts attack minus 7 on foes in cardinal directions during the next turn. So that's a pretty devastating debuff there. Attack minus 7 is kind of hard to overcome. So not a terrible skill to have. I'd say feint skills are not the best. However, this is a pretty good feint skill. Going over recommended builds, GamePress recommends you run him with a Grand Blade. That's if you can get him some good team support, a Grand Blade is obviously going to be the best choice. But they recommend you run him with Grand Blade plus Glimmer, or Draconic Aura if you prefer, Attack Speed Solo, Desperation, even Attack Wave, and Heavy Blade in the seal slot. This is because his attack stat is really good. I'm pretty sure you could also run Flashing Blade in the Sacred Seal slot if you wanted, because his impressive attack is about as impressive as his speed, they're both pretty good, especially for a mage, but I don't really see a huge difference between the two. I also say you could run Fury instead of Attack Speed Solo, since Attack Speed Solo is kind of a prime skill, possibly one of the most prime A-slot skills there is. Also, you could run Speed Play instead of even Attack Wave. I like that because his speed's good, and you can make good use of high resistance using a ploy build. Additionally, they say it can run Glimmer or Draconic Aura. I think Draconic Aura could work pretty well, given how good his attack is, especially compared to other mages. He has really good attack, and he has no real reason for it, so both Glimmer and Draconic Aura can work for that. I think it's a good build. It really seeks to capitalize on him being faster than his opponents. I do think it's kind of odd that they mix a speed-oriented skill like Desperation with an attack skill like Heavy Blade. So for this build to work, he has to have not only more attack than his opponent with Heavy Blade triggering, but enough speed to make Desperation worth it. So, you know, interesting combination there. I think it'd be safer just to run Flashing Blade instead of Heavy Blade. However, you can be pretty sure that if he is getting the cooldown acceleration from the Blade skill, and he has a low cooldown special, and he's getting the instant follow-up from Desperation, and some sort of attack and speed boost from his A slot, he's going to be a very potent unit, and I think this is a really good build, especially if you can get him on a team of people who can buff him. So run him with, say, Ephraim or Erica, just base Ephraim, base Erica, and they can get that +4 of all stats. It's a good one to do there. They also recommend, secondarily, you could run him with his native Ground Serpent, refining it to either speed or resistance. Give him Iceberg, I think, is the best choice here. They say, or Moonbow, but I think Iceberg's probably better. Keep him with Mirror Stance, then give him Quick Riposte in the B slot, Distant Defense in the C slot, and Attack Smoke 3 in the C slot, or once again, Speed Ploy. I think this is a really good build because it really capitalizes on his ranged enemy phase potential. So, unfortunately, it kind of nullifies his really good speed by just giving him Quick Riposte. However, there's a good chance that he will be able to perform ordinary follow-up attacks, ordinary combat in the player phase, thanks to how high speed is. So this is a good ability. He will have some player phase presence, but it really focuses on his tanking potential, thanks to his high resistance. And I think that's good. I think that's a safe investment if you were to not want to invest in, you know, attack speed solo or Fury 4 and a wave skill for the C slot. I think this is a really good thing you could do just to help increase Lu's survivability. Now, overall, there's huge advantages to each of the individual movement classes, but infantry is usually considered the one who gets the least love from the game. That's why they're releasing so many infantry-exclusive skills nowadays, but even within the infantry category, Lu doesn't necessarily perform super well. Nino surpasses him, Sonya is better, Lewin absolutely is much better. However, Lu is good in that he's way better than Rey, so at least he is a superior twin. That is without a doubt. So all other movement types of green mages can use the ground blade probably more effectively thanks to their access to emblem buffs. So running a really heavy nuking build with Lu, not as effective as it would be if you were using someone like Gunthra, or especially Flying Nino would be a great choice, or even Halloween Henry if you wanted to go there. They could all use Armor Emblem or Flyer Emblem or Cavalry Emblem buffs just to really push the limits of their tomes. In addition, I don't think he's the best tank. Now, 68 neutral magical bulk is pretty good, especially on a mage who has very limited BST to allocate. However, it's not necessarily something that is worth investing in, simply because if you want a good blue mage check, I would say is probably what he's going to be. There are better options than Lu to run. So, overall, I see him being a tier 4, tier 3 unit. I definitely think if someone on Spanner is going to demote, it'll be Lu. He's just not all that exciting. So, yeah, tier 4, tier 3, maybe. I'd say tier 4 is more realistic, maybe tier 5. If he's enough like Rey, then he'll shoot all the way down to tier 8. But overall, I think a 3.25 or 3.5 out of 5 hero, just because, I mean, he's good. He has a really good offensive spread, but there's so many other better green mages out there. Just purely in a vacuum, all on his own, I would give Lou probably a 3.75 out of 5, just because he has really good offensive spread, and his resistance isn't terrible. So, fantastic offensive spread is nice, but there's just such steep competition nowadays. So, really, it depends on what you value more. I just think, personally, he's not all that exciting, especially compared to, like, Nino, who just got a weapon refinement, and Sonya, who just got a weapon refinement, and Lewin, who has maybe the most broken tome in the game. So, there's better mage candidates, even better infantry green mage candidates. So, for that reason, I give Lou a lower rating than he might get just taking on his own. It's just, the green category is so good, and he is not the most fantastic of units. Even though he is good, and I really do appreciate the high resistance on him. I do love really tanky units, so Lou having that is good, but I don't think it's enough to really set him all apart all that much. Next, we have Thea. Thea is a Lance Flyer with 162 BSD that spread to 37 HP, 31 attack, 35 speed, 31 defense, and 28 resistance. She has a super boon in HP, and she has a super bane in resistance. Going over which you prefer, if you get her and you're not planning on foddering her for her lance or her skills, then of course attack and speed are always the best boons you can get. And her defense is not something you want to take a hit in, according to Game Press. Going over what she comes with, she has a new weapon called Vanguard. Vanguard grants 7 defense during the enemy phase, so nice effect there. A lot of people who have built up Lucas's or something like that are really going to enjoy this. This is basically the safeguard of the Lance category. Finally, we have something like the Bright Naginata that is actually inheritable, something that will increase the defense of units during the enemy phase. Thea also comes with Ignis, Steady Posture 2, which grants speed and defense plus 4. In case you don't know the naming convention, because they didn't stick to any naming convention, then Steady Posture is the speed and defense stance skill. Posture skill. Thea also comes with Seal Speed Defense. Nothing exciting. It's a dual speed skill. Those are rarely useful. I doubt Thea's going to be dropped to 5-star. Dropped to 4-star, rather, because I don't think they'll make Vanguard so easy to obtain. You may ask why I think Mirror Stance or Attack Feint are going to be made easy to obtain on Lou. Honestly, neither of them may drop down, but I feel like if one of them does, it'll be Lou. I think Vanguard and Steady Posture are just a little bit too good to go to the 4-star pool. I'd love them to go to the 4-star pool. I would fodder Vanguard plus to someone in a heartbeat, because really like the plus 7 you get from it to defense. As for recommended builds, the recommended build is with a Wagasa plus, which is speed refined. For those of you who do not know what the Wagasa plus is, it was a weapon that came on it came on one of the New Year units, I believe, and it basically inflicts defense minus 7 on the foe of the enemy team with the highest defense was next action. It came on New Year Leg Yarn, I believe. And it's a 14-might weapon that kind of has a chill defense on it. So, pretty good effect, especially when you combine with the fact that as a physical unit, she's going to want that effect on enemies. I also recommend you keep her with Rally Up Attack Plus. Give her Glimmer or Moonbow. Distant Counter, of course, is a very optimal skill, especially because if you're going to be countering, if you're going to be fighting a lot of enemies, then you may as well have the ability to counterattack against mages. And dagger units especially, she will be able to fight well with this. They also recommend Chill Speed or Chill Attack, Defense Tactic and Hone Flares, and Resistance Tactic. So this is really more of a support build, because it has, you know, the Rally Up.
It has the chill speed or attack on opponents with the chill defense weapon, and a dual tactic or a hone if you're going to have her on a flyer team, hone emblem. So this is really just a build that's meant to increase her ability to buff her team while giving her the actual chance to fight herself. The speed refinement combined with either Distant Counter or Fury with the special of Glimmer Umundo will at least help her to be able to combat effectively, even if her main purpose appears to be being more of a support unit. The other build I recommend, it's more of a tank build with the Vanguard refined to Resistance with Bonfire or Moonbow, Fury 3 or Study Posture natively. She has Lancebreaker in the B slot because help with her matchups where she doesn't have an advantage or disadvantage in color, Drive Speed 2 or Good Flyers in the C slot, and Attack Speed Bond in the Seal slot. Overall, I think there's a few things that could have done here. If you're going to go for a tank build, then you should try to either pick one specific stat that you're going to be better in, or do all you can to really incredibly buff both of them. So Thea has pretty good mixed bulk, 31 defense, 28 resistance, so really you can capitalize well on it. So I think the combination of the +7 from Vanguard and the +4 to the resistance from the refinement and 5 to HP, good option. I think if you're going to run a Vanguard, then you're going to go all in on the enemy phase. So I think Quick Riposte in the B slot would be a good option, or in the Seal slot. If you're going to run it in the Seal slot, you could consider running Guard in the B slot. That's pretty expensive. You could also consider one of the other defensive stances like Steady Stance or something of that nature. You could go with the Sturdy Stance, just things like that. Pretty useful for the situation, especially since you're trying to really increase the defense and the resistance. There's just a lot of other things you could do there. And the Seal slot, I mean, we have the +6 to speed and attack different. We have those two different secret seals you could run instead of Attack Speed Bond. And then you're not reliant on being next to someone, even though you do end up getting better buffs from it. I think you could just choose one to really capitalize on. I can't wait for the day we get a Steady Stance Sacred Seal. I will use that so much. That'd be phenomenal on a lot of tanks. If you really want to go all in, you could run Fortress Defense Resistance 3 in the A slot. That's just another option, since this is a purely defensive build. If you're not going to run Quick Riposte in the B slot, you could run Renewal and then do Quick Riposte in the Seal slot. That would just help increase your survivability. And you could run Bonfire or something like Sol just to help keep her HP up. And instead of Drive Speed or Good Flyers, you could run something like Threaten Attack. That way she can just reduce the amount of damage she's taking if you can get that lined up with your opponents. So she seems like a really balanced character. Her speed is really good. Her attack is not terrible, but not great. And her individual bulks, I mean, 31 physical bulk and not 31, 68 physical bulk, 31 defense, but 68 physical bulk and 65 magical bulk. Not bad either one. And as a really tanky build, that could be pretty impressive. So she doesn't really have any glaring weaknesses. However, she doesn't exactly stand out with a ton. There's just a lot of other lances, just like with Lou, there's a lot of other lance units in this game, flying or otherwise, that really just seem to fit better. So if you want to have good, I guess you want to have a good offensive unit, then you could always go with Shauna or Cordelia. Those are two pretty good three, four-star pool options you could run. Cordelia is still a very potent hero if you want to build her. And she really does outplay Thea. Thea is just not nearly as good as other options. Tana Shigure, it mentions on the Game Press page for Thea, and Hot Springs Ryoma, they're all just better offensive units. And if you want to run for a tanky blue unit, then you really shouldn't be going with Flyers. Flyers are not meant to be the tanky units. So you could go with the armor or infantry unit. They could do just as well. And, it specifically mentions Catchery is a much better unit overall thanks to your personal weapon and leaves Thea with very little niche. That's a direct quote from Game Press, and I agree wholeheartedly. Thea is by no means a bad unit. I mean, she has good speed and good mixed bulk. However, her attack is just kind of lackluster, and as a flyer, she has a lot of things working against her. Overall, I think she's in kind of the same pool as Lou, where she isn't necessarily bad on her own, but taking the scope of heroes, she's just not that impressive. Even though she is a newer unit with an inflated base stat total. So I'm going to have to give her similarly rated to Lou. Just, I mean, she does have access to emblem skills, but she also has an inherent weakness to bows. You know, as always, there's a lot of things that goes into factoring in how good a unit is objectively in Heroes. And to me, Thea seems like a 3.25 out of 5 or a 3 out of 5 unit. I think she'll probably end up around Tier 4, just like Lou did. Maybe Tier 3 somehow. But the fact that I can't tell who is going to get dropped down of the two shows you really how close they are and how unimpressive I think they both are, given the current metagame of Heroes. Going on to our third unit, we have Sue. She is a green bow cavalry unit, so right off the bat we see she's a green bow unit. Colored bows, not that good in our eyes. However, we have yet to see exactly how she is, so keep it open mind. She has 149 BST, spread to 36 HP, 32 attack, 38 speed, 23 defense, and 20 resistance. So she doesn't really meddle around with defenses all that much. 36 HP, pretty glass cannon. 23 defense, 20 resistance, none of those are really special. 32 attack is okay, and 38 speed is really good, so she's clearly meant to be more of an offensive unit, especially against units like Thea, who will have both a color disadvantage to her and super effective damage from her weapon. Sue comes with a super boon in HP and defense, and has no super banes, so her potential can only go up. So she could potentially reach the 150 BST bin thanks to those super boons. As always, attack and speed are the best strengths to get, especially attack, just because her attack is not necessarily the greatest. So she comes with a weapon called the Shortbow Plus. It is effective against flyers because it's a bow, and it deals plus 10 damage when the special triggers. It's like a Wo Dao bow. And I like the attention to detail, just because the short bow was something that raised the critical rate of your unit in Heroes, not Heroes, in mainline titles, like Fire Emblem 6. Your crit potential would go up if you were wielding the short bow. Of course, wielding a killer bow would go up way more, but we don't talk about that, because killer bow is not good in Heroes at all. And the short bow could be useful. She also comes with Moonbow, you know, goes really well with her short bow, just given how low cooldown plus the additional 10 damage from the weapon. Good combination. She also has Swift Sparrow to help increase her already impressive attack and speed. Chill Defense to make her low attack less terrible. And Hone Speed 4, a new limit broken skill that I will save for a rainy day when there's nothing to record about. It grants speed plus 7 to adjacent allies for one turn, and is like a different form of Joint Tone Speed, where you give a busted amount of speed to an ally who's right next to you at the start of a turn. So that is her base kit. Her recommended kit comes with a Fire Sweep Bow. Nothing too surprising there, given her really high speed. Luna or Moonbow in the special, attack speed solo if you can get it, or her native Swift Sparrow, since she's going to be pretty much only an offensive player phase unit. Chill Defense, just because it's so nice, or her Chill Speed if you'd like. Her native Hone Speed 4, simply because it helps with her arena rating, and Darting Blow in the CL slot. So, with this build, there's basically no chance that Sue will not be double attacking. With the Fire Sweep Bow, she's going to not receive retaliations, and between Attack Speed Solo or Swift Sparrow, Chill Speed potentially if you run on the B slot, and Darting Blow 3, and her native really high speed, she will be attacking twice. So, good build, I think, overall. Luna and Moonbow help, just because lowering the defense of your opponents means her slightly unimpressive attack will be less of a bane to her. In addition, the plus 4 attack from Swiss Barrow is going to be very, very useful. So, pretty good build, I think, but nothing terribly special. Her other recommended build, not recommended, but other Game Press build, the Brave Bow Plus, or the Short Bow, Refine 2 Speed. Once again, with Luna or Moonbow, attack speed solo if you can manage it, or if not, Fury 3 or 4, Desperation 3 in the B slot, and Chill Defense if you can't, if you don't want to run Desperation. Chill Defense helps your increase your damage output. Hone Speed 4, just because it's a high SP skill, and Darting Blow again. So this build, especially the Brave Bow variant, is really, really nice, because let's say you've used Fury to get into Desperation range, or attack speed solo, you just fought and got into Desperation range, and you attack, you'll be attacking twice from the Brave Bow, and then because of Desperation and her really, really, really high speed with Darting Blow and the Fury or attack speed solo bonus to her speed, you'll almost certainly be attacking two more times thanks to Desperation instantly. So, this is the quad attack, except it has extra mounted range. So, cavalry unit, I think her biggest drawback is her green bow. I think if she was a colorless bow, she'd be a lot better, but as is, she has a lot of potential. I think the Brave Bow build is also really good. If you want to go for a nuke build, I think that's a solid way to go. It all depends on how confident you are in getting into Desperation range, whether you want to go with the Fire Sweep or the Brave Bow, but I think the easiest way to decide is whether or not you have a Fey. If you don't have a Fey, then good luck with the Fire Sweep Bow. If you do have a Fey, then you have an option of whether or not you think she can safely get herself into Desperation range. I also like to mention that in the Brave Bow Desperation build, they're recommended you run Ardent Sacrifice in the support slot. That way, if you have to, you can just reach Desperation range just by using Ardent Sacrifice once. So that's a good option there. Other things about her as a cavalry unit, she can get the emblem buffs very good. Unfortunately, being green and not as good as Brave Lynn, arguably, I think that Sue isn't necessarily the best unit you can do. You can use, well, Sue has a slightly better stat line than Brave Lynn. Brave Lynn has her personal uninheritable skill, which is really nice. It's basically the thing that really makes how she plays, how she shapes it. Shakae's Blessing really shapes the way that Brave Lynn plays. She's kind of that distant counter check. So Sue doesn't get that. However, she has a slightly better stat line. So if you want a good offensive unit and you're okay with having a colored bow, then Sue is not a bad choice. She is pretty strong, and if you want to use her, then you can, by all means. The one thing I would like to make sure I say about Sue is that while she isn't necessarily the strongest unit, she does have a lot going for her, and of course, as a cavalry unit, you can really make good use of team support. So if you're willing to do that, really heavily invest in her and just do everything you can, I think Sue could end up being a very potent unit, green or no. So just because she's green and she doesn't have a good personal skill, I think she's worse than Brave Lynn. Or discounting that, putting that aside, I think she's pretty strong. So I think she's a good tier 3 unit, or tier 4, whatever Lou and Thea end up being, I think Sue's going to be a bit better than them. So I'm going to give her the 3.75 out of 5 or 4 out of 5, just because she does have a lot of potential, even if being a green unit kind of limits it. The last unit to cover is Idun. She is an armored red dragon with 179 BST. That's spread to 45 HP, 35 attack, 26 speed, 39 defense, and 34 resistance. So as you can tell, pretty tanky right off the bat. She has super boons in defense and resistance, and a super bane in speed. So as long as you avoid that super bane, you can potentially bump her up into the 180 PST bin, which would be very useful for arena scoring. She comes with her personal weapon called Demonic Breath, which grants defense plus 3, is effective against armored foes. And at the start of combat, if you have a negative status effect, or if your HP is at less than 100, it neutralizes penalties on you and grants attack, speed, defense, and resistance plus 4 during combat. And of course, it also has adaptive damage for ranged foes, like most of the other breath weapons. She also comes with Bonfire, 3-turn cooldown skill special, pretty good. She also has Fortress Defense Resistance 3. Until now, it was only available on Cliff, and I think it works really well with her good mixed bulk stat line. She also comes with Vengeful Fighter, which is a very optimal B-slot skill to have on a slow armor unit like her, and Ward Dragons. So that's going to help her on Dragon Emblem teams if you choose to run her on those. So she's a pretty good unit, I think, overall. Being armored, she of course has a good BST, and being a dragon with a breath weapon, she can have adaptive damage. So she can deal really the max damage to ranged foes. Her biggest drawback is that Demonic Breath doesn't have Distant Counter built into it. But other than that, really the only thing that would really make her better is if she had, instead of Vengeful Fighter, she had Bold Fighter in the B slot. Mostly because for her most optimal build, like most other armored units, she's going to need Bold Fighter so that she can run Quick Riposte in the Sacred Seal slot. So overall, pretty good unit. I think her default kit is really good. I think her weapon itself is strong. I really like her A slot. It's maybe my favorite of the Luna Broken skills. I really like Fortress Defense Resistance 3. And her B slot is almost the most optimal skill she could have. So really good overall. Going to her recommended builds. GamePress recommends you run her with her default weapon and special. They recommend you change out Fortress Defense Resistance for Distant Counter. Because like I said, that's Demonic Breath's really... Hetzike Idun's only big drawback is that she doesn't have Distant Counter. So giving her Distant Counter, replacing Vengeful Fighter with Bold Fighter, like I said, for a more optimal, phase-oriented approach that way you can give quicker post in the seal slot and armor march in the C slot if you're going to run her with other armored units, and if not, sort of emblem skill between either dragons or armored units. So really, this is just a build that seeks to cover Idun's, all of her bases. Her weapon's really good, so they're not going to change it out. They just want to give her Distant Counter in the A slot, because Demonic Breath is a little too good to replace with Lightning Breath. So I think it's a strong effect. I think it's a good combination. Distant Counter probably is the best A slot skill you can have on a Dune. It'll help you make the most mileage from her adaptive damage weapon. Her defense is so high, I think Bonfire is hard to improve upon, and the Bold Fighter Quick Riposte combination is basically the best thing you can put on any armored unit, and Dune is no different, and so the C-slot's really flexible. The second build, it's a little bit more of a budget build, I think. That's the easiest way to think about it. It has Demonic Breath and Bonfire, or Aether, whichever one you prefer to have on her. Distant Counter, just like the last build. It keeps her native Vengeful Fighter instead of the Bold Fighter Quicker Post combination, and it gives Distant Defense in the seal slot to help her her matchups against ranged units. Also, they recommend you have Attack Smoke in the C slot or Rest Smoke, whichever one you think will help you out the most. So this is obviously more focused on just the enemy phase and not the player phase. So whichever phase you think you'll be using her more in, if you think you're going to need her as a good player phase unit, then definitely the first recommended build. But if you're content to just have her be an enemy phase unit, then the second one is more budget, and it will increase her enemy phase potential over the other build.
So overall with the Dune, I think she has a lot of potential to be built really well, especially, I think, non-disencounter builds. I think if you're going to stay with her native Fortress Defense Resistance 3, you could do some interesting things with that. Overall, I just think Dune's a good unit. I don't really think you can go wrong with her. So, easy 5 out of 5 unit. I think having the potential to be 180 BST Dragon armored unit, I think that's kind of like a shoo-in for a 5 out of 5 unit, tier 1. But I think her fantastic mixed bulk and her well min-max stats, as well as her good weapon effect and just base kit in general, I really don't see any reason why you could consider Dune anything less than 5 out of 5. So that is what I think of Dune. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, make sure to check out the rest of our episode playlist on whatever platform you're using. We have a lot of interesting Fire Emblem Heroes discussion, and I think you'd really enjoy some of the episodes. If you'd like to join the community, you can do so at r/Phaeology, which is our subreddit link in the show notes. You can also support the show using listener support through Anchor. That is also in the show notes. And if you'd like to reach out to the show, you can do that at phaeology@gmail.com or ilialador@gmail.com, whether you want to talk about the show or to me. And if you'd like to reach out and talk to me specifically, I prefer using Anchor. Rather than Anchor. Anchor's for recording. And like Discord for talking to people about the show. And my Discord handle is ilialador#1130. Once again, thank you all so much for listening. Happy summoning, and I hope you schedule another appointment with your phaeologists real soon. Take care.